And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. Unbelievable. The National Rifle Association has so conned us into thinking that guns are the American way, patriotic and God-fearing. Congressional candidates are scared to death, pardon the pun, of the power of the NRA to get out their supporters to vote against anyone who dares even hint at reasonable regulation, like registration or background checks or limited magazine size. Every time I voted against a gun bill or wrote about it in my newsletter, I heard from plenty of gun owners screaming their mantra of their Second Amendment rights not being infringed. I wonder how many of them had read the Supreme Court decision that said nothing in our opinion should be taken to cast doubt on long-standing prohibitions on the possession of firearms by felons and the mentally ill, or laws forbidding the carrying of firearms in sensitive places such as schools and government buildings, or laws imposing conditions and qualifications on the commercial sale of arms. Somehow they missed that. We have had an alarming and unacceptable number of unarmed black men killed by law enforcement. There is no justification for that, and justice must be done. But I wonder if law enforcement isn't reacting to the huge number of guns they know is in the hands of ordinary people. After every mass shooting, there are vigils and calls for regulation. Outraged mothers form organizations, rally marches, and plan forums. We all ask, how can we fight back? Well, we can't, as long as the NRA bullies and buys and scares our elected representatives into opposing and curbing of their precious guns. So just wait till your TV shows a bloody killing and your paper comes with a story of the next mass shooting and wonder one more time what we can do. I think you know the answer. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues,
on the new WCHL.